neighbors. It's your old friend Jelly Elliot, the three knothead. Yeah, we're just sitting here under the old big pine tree. Got our fiddles and guitars. Yeah, we're gonna play you a few tunes. Got a few words here I want to say to you about the woods. Woods, you know what that is. The woods, sure, woods. That's where we come from, woods, you know. Yes, sir, that's what we're going to talk to you about. Well, all right, thank you, boys, thank you. Yeah, we gathered around here just like we had good sense, and we're going to play a few tunes for you, friends. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to have a few cards and letters. We come to you just ever so often right here on this same station. Right here, same place. If you'll just listen to the announcer here, he'll let you know just exactly what day we'll be back in case you like it and would like to have some more of it. We'd like to have you listen. It's brought to you, friends. It's made possible for the boys and myself sitting here on the pine tree to fiddle for you, I mean pick and sing for you, by the State Forestry Service and also Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. Well, Slim's going to start things off, friends. Slim, he does all the tear-jerking tunes and all that sort of stuff, and he's going to sing one here this time. It's a little ditty called Tennessee Saturday Night.
Saturday night, the music is a fiddle and a back guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods is full of couples looking for a man. Somebody takes a brogue and knocks out the light. They all go native on a Saturday night.
Well, sure, yeah.
My swallow knot's trying to take part in a program here. You know, friends, I'll just tell you right now. Me and the boys here, me and the three knotheads, we live out on 8 and Plum. 8 and Plum. Most everybody knows where 8 and Plum is. That's 8 miles out Plum in the country. Yeah, we live out there, and we roam around in the woods all the time. Yeah, we're out fishing and hunting and roaming around the woods all the time. Robert and his Stratopotator fiddle. Robert, a lot of fiddle players play the violin and all that sort of stuff, but Robert don't. He plays a fiddle. Playing violin. Cabbage down.
Thank you.
Yeah, there it is, friends. Buy them cabbage on. Everybody likes cabbage. The reason I like cabbage so well is I can taste them 3 days after I eat them. Yeah, they mighty fine. You know, I wanted to talk to you fellers that work out in the woods. I was out there the other day where they was cutting paper wood, pulp wood, some people call it, paper wood. Yeah, that's the wood they make paper out of to write on and print newspapers and all that sort of stuff, bags and things. Paper, you know, paper wood, that's what it is. Well, I was out there the other day. And it was kind of chilly that morning. It was kind of chilly. I was going squirrel hunting, and it was kind of chilly, and them fellas built a fire right there where they was working, right close by, and the wood was thick there and a lot of dead brush and leaves and grass and stuff, and they built them a fire to warm while they was waiting for the truck come by and pick them up. And when the truck come by to pick them up, he stopped, blowed the horn, and they all jumped up and run off and left the fire, just left it there. Went on down the road 2 or 3 miles to where they was cutting wood. Now, they never did stop to think that they run off and left that fire burning there. And they work out there in the woods, make a living, cutting wood. That's how they feed their families and buy their little children school clothes and books and pencils and things and educate them. That's how they live and support their family and all. And they run off and left that fire. That fire could have very easily got scattered out through the woods there and burned up all the timber, shut down their job, and then their children come on and growed up, and there wouldn't have been no timber there because it had all been burned up, that fire to burn up all the young timber. Now, wasn't that a very silly thing to do? That was plumb silly. Now, they're supposed to have been grown men and had reasonable sense. And they run off and left that fire burning. That is the silliest thing I ever seen. When it wouldn't have took but a minute to put it out, raked all the leaves back from around it, they could have just took their foot and scraped all the leaves back away from that fire so it couldn't have got out and burned up all the timber. Why, there's no telling how much timberland that very little fire that they built there to warm their hands would have burned up and burned off. Now, there's not but one way to stop that, friends, and that's you and me. We just have to watch that sort of thing. Now, if you see a feller jump up and run off and leave his fire like them fellers did the other morning, they was waiting for that truck to come by and pick him up. It don't cost you nothing to take a minute's time and go over and put out the fire. Don't just say, well, heck, that ain't my worry. They went off and left it there. I ain't going to put it out. I didn't build it. No, that's just cutting off your nose to spite your face. Don't be so jealous or nitwit there. Go over and put it out. Don't take but a minute. Maybe they forgot, which they shouldn't have done. I understand I'm not trying to hold them up, but it takes us all. It takes us all, not just one or two, but all of us. And we all got to pull together to stop these forest fires, and we got to stop them. We're going to stop them. They got to be stopped. Let's play another tune. I'm telling you, I'm getting plumb petered out here. I think I got the sick ailment don't or something here. I want to go back to the woods. I'm tired of fooling around up here. I'm plumb give out. I'm telling you the truth. Here where they built this town, friends, we come to town today. We come to town today, and here where they built this town, it's a doggone good thing they built a town here, because they'd have never plowed this ground. That's the hardest ground I ever walked on up and down the side. What are we going to sing? Oh, I'm going to sing, ain't I? Oh, yeah, friends, I'm going to sing. We didn't run over this afternoon, but we're fixing to run over it now. It's going to get butchered up. Robert's going to take it off. It's a pretty tune. To all you little girls out there, and I got two of them, God bless them, and they done sweet little things. To all you little girls out there, here it is, and it's Baby Girl. You're too bright eyes, they shine like diamonds. I long to see your hair in curls. I'd give the world to hold you, darling, and to call you baby girl. I have the picture, dear, you gave me. My My Bible holds your little curl. In dreams it seems again I hold you, as I called you baby girl. Well, Mr. Anderson. Thank you. I hope all you little girls out there listening enjoyed that tune as much as I enjoyed singing it for you. Now, we'd like to have you tune us in again. We'll be back on this same station again. You can listen to your announcer, and he'll let you know just exactly what day we'll be back. And we'd like to have you listen. Now, again, you log haulers out there, and you pup woodcutters, and you fellas that's hewing cross ties and all that sort of stuff, I've done it all. Yes, sir. The first job I ever had in my life was hewing cross ties, and July and August, right out in a briar patch, and it was so hot, I could see little scorpions and things jumping around in there. You want to be careful with them fires. Don't just stand up there like a nitwit and burn up your own job. That beats anything I ever seen. That's as bad as a man setting fire to his own house. So don't do that, friends. We've run out of time here. We're going to have to go, but before we go, I'd like to leave a final thought with you. The only way to keep timber markets going is to keep timber growing. We gotta go, friends, but we'll be back. Yes, sir. We've been brought to you by your State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. I want to thank you for listening. We'll be back under this same old pine tree. Just listen to your announcer, and he'll let you know.